This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So it seems that retail groups are now lobbying Congress to try to crack down on retail theft. They're calling it Fight Retail Crime Day. That's where we're at, folks. We got to come up with a thing called Fight Retail Crime Day because it's getting so terrible out there. And there are no consequences to speak of in so many situations that retailers are just absolutely having the worst time perhaps that they've ever had, where people can just come into their store, take a bunch of stuff. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome, of course. It is the Monday edition. We are live, of course, on our home station, our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer. We're also broadcasting out via GCN to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country. And whatever you're doing this morning, if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you're in law enforcement, first responder, if you're working a shift, if you're working a job, whatever you're doing, we're just glad that you're spending some time with us here this morning on the program. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to join in, because we're going to be talking here in just a moment with our good friend Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com and, of course, the author of the book Nullification. There's a lot going on. So once again, 949-822-7959. Or you can go over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com and you can send us a direct message as well this morning. And we've also got links to the live streams over there too. So if anything happens weather related, something happens to your radio, head over to kylewarrenshow.com, pick up the live streams, which includes our gcnlive.com stream as well. All right, well, without further ado, as I said, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification, our good friend Frank Salvato. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Yes, happy Monday to you.
Yeah, it is Monday, and I guess if you're a retailer, you've got to get the federal government to come in and create another law that they probably shouldn't create.
but they're getting desperate. They want to be able to prosecute people with felonies, who come in and do these things in retail stores. But isn't it the mentality of some of these local prosecutors and cities and so forth that say, no, we're not going to do anything, you know, if people come into the CVS and just put everything in a duffel bag?
Well, there's two recourses here. One is to take the resources that the retails have at their disposal, which are massive legal departments, and sue the local governments for not executing their duties, or start a pressure campaign to recall the district attorneys who aren't doing their jobs. You don't affect the law to create pressure to enforce a law that already exists.
Mm-hmm.
You sue the local government to execute their duties, because enforcing the law is not a choice. You don't get to say, well, we're just not going to enforce that. We've decided not to prosecute that. It's a law. It's been legislated. It's illegal to steal. You're not prosecuting, so you're putting me in harm's way, which violates the very reason to have government in the first place, which is to be secure in your person and your possessions, including property. So if you're not doing your job and you're extracting taxes from me to actually get a paycheck, you're committing fraud.
Indeed. Yeah, well said. Well put. Tell you what, Frank, I think we got Mary and St. Pete on the line. Would you like to take a call real quick?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Mary in St. Pete, you're on the line with Frank Silvato. Good morning again.
Good morning. Yes, I would say that if people would try to follow the Ten Commandments, we would be in a better place than we are now. And one of those is thou shalt not steal. So these people that are stealing, they're breaking the law of God. So that will come back. Anyway, I guess that's about what I wanted to say, except for local politics is a little scary these days, and evidenced by the split in people for Hamas and not. That's going to be a local level politics. People aren't smart enough to get in there and figure out what's going on and blindly go in and vote the way their family has voted Democrat for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. I had a friend who turned 18 to vote and went right in and voted Democrat without knowing any of the issues. So I think local politics can be a big problem, and it's almost scary to think about going back to that in a way, because you might live in a state that, you know, has already been infiltrated all the way. Thank you.
All right, Mary in St. Pete, thanks for the call very much. Frank, what do you think?
Well, there is no other politics than local politics, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where you vote. So you get the government you deserve. The people of San Francisco, they don't like what's going on there. They can change it at the local level. When we cast a ballot, you've got different races from national to state to county to municipal. So if you're ignorant, you go in there and say, I'm just going to vote the way my family's voted for centuries. That's why you have people defecating on the streets. You have an obligation as a citizen, and this is why citizenship is so important. You have an obligation as a citizen to understand what you're sending people into government to protect and to execute. If you do that with an ignorant ballot, then you're part of the problem. But we can't just go leaping to saying a federal law must be created to make sure that the local governments do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the other way around.
That's a little weird. I think you're right about that. Exactly. Well, Frank, we're coming up on the first break here real quick, so stand by. And, folks, we're going to come right back with more with Frank Silvato, Underground USA, author of the book Nullification.
Yeah.
And we have a lot more to talk about. You don't want to miss it. Give us a call, 949-822-7959.
You're listening to Kyle One.
Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Where's the money? We've been asking that for a while, and I love that clip because that's exactly the question that we should be asking. Where is the money? And we didn't ask it first. That was Joe Biden who asked that question when they asked him about all these allegations and things. He just looked right at the reporter and said, "Where's the money?" Almost being a little bit. Well, just a little bit flip, wasn't he? Well, it's kind of come back to haunt him with the $200,000 loan, and that's just for starters. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue across your radio dial here in the overnights all across America, 949-822-7959. That's the number. If you have a question for our guest, Frank Salvato, of course, our good friend, and the author of Nullification, and also from undergroundusa.com. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm not sure that we got your take yet on everything that was going on with that $200,000 loan. And now, of course, you know, the question, I think, from Alex Marlowe over at Breitbart, and that is, what was Biden, Joe Biden, James Biden, Frank Biden, Hunter Biden, all the Bidens, what did they do for these companies for the money?
Yeah, where's the money applies to so many different things when it comes to the Bidens. That's a great question. I mean, the big, you know, the concern came up during the prior to the election last time about, okay, Hunter Biden and Burisma. He doesn't know anything about oil exploration. He doesn't know anything about the energy sector. He doesn't know anything about anything that has to do with that company. But yet he was getting the paycheck he was getting. I was surprised then that we didn't go deeper into that. But we didn't because the media was blocking any question for it. You couldn't ask the question on social media without either getting rained on or shadow banned. The media wasn't going to ask the question. If you were one of the three people who showed up at a Biden campaign rally before he you know, before the election. You weren't going to ask that question there to come out and see a loser like that. So you didn't have a forceful truce to power type of source to ask any of those questions.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's had a dismal performance. His own party's thinking about kicking him to the curb. So all of a sudden, it's okay to ask these questions. You know, so, you know, my take on it, I want to see if Congress is going to actually walk the walk when it comes to extracting answers about this. And as they walk this walk, will they start taking heads over at the Treasury Department, at the IRS, and at the FBI? Because if it's just going to be another, we're going to call you in for questioning, and you may be held in contempt of Congress, which, for all practical purposes, contemporarily has no teeth at all. You know, so what does the voter get out of this? What does the citizen get out of this? Is there any justice? Is there going to be any repercussions for the bad behavior? If we don't start punishing elected officials for bad behavior and the people who are in the bureaucracy for their bad behavior in politicizing the departments, the agencies, and the commissions, it's just going to keep going on and on and on.
Right.
So I want to know names of everybody in the corrupt chain, and they need to pay penalties for what they've done. If we don't turn the corner on that, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks about this.
Indeed.
I get away with it.
Indeed. Well, what do you think about what's happening in the Russian Republic of Dagestan, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, where they were storming the airport, the planes, they're going to hotels, they're looking for Jews, evidently, and evidently these are Palestinians or connected in some way. And according to the Jerusalem Post, they said that the Russian security forces in that area were not really intervening in all of this violence, basically. I mean, this, and we're seeing these huge protests in London and New York City and so forth. What's happening out there?
Well, it's a replay of history is what's happening. And we failed as a race to eradicate what happened to the Jews prior to World War II. It's just happening again. So if you're not, you know, if your kids are in school, and this is why I just don't understand why anybody gives any credence to anybody who's in college. These college-age protesters, the administrators, and I get it, they're woke, they've been taken over by the progressive wing that wants to completely transform the United States of America. I get that. But any administrator in a college should never be scared to expel a student. If they're doing things that are against the code of conduct, they should be expelled. And I was glad we talked about this last week a little bit. I was glad to see the CEOs of Fortune 500 and Fortune 100 companies saying, I'd like the names of the kids that signed that letter because we're not going to hire them.
Right.
You know, again, right. This goes back to what we were talking about in the last segment. Unless there are repercussions for bad behavior, it's just going to keep going. So it doesn't matter whether it's over in Russia, where all of a sudden you have people hunting Jews again.
Yeah. This is so mind-boggling. It's like this is a movie, and if it was a movie, we'd all be saying the world would never let this happen, but look what's happening.
It's the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, big time.
It's the Twilight Zone. We're looking at never again, and I've seen this meme all over social media. Never again is now. And I can't disagree with that. People are watching this happen. We're saying, well, it's bad to be anti-Semitic. Okay, once again, let's see the names of the people that are supporting murder. I'd like to know their names. They need to pay a price for the stances they take. So it's not a question of, are you pro-Hamas? Are you pro-Israeli? Are you pro-Russia? Are you pro-China? It's, there's good and evil in the world.
Right.
You have one faction that launches 5,000 missiles into civilian areas. Is that an evil act, or is it a righteous act. It's an evil act. You're killing innocents.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's really cut and dried. Well, I tell you what, we've got another caller holding on the line. Caller, you're on the program this morning with Frank Salvato. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Kyle, Anthony,
yes.
Question for Frank.
Sure.
It's kind of hard to believe that the parents of these students that are in these cesspools of lower education are not aware of what their kids are being fed. It's totally baffling that they are totally in the dark. And as far as a two-state solution, those generations of Palestinian kids have been ingrained and put in a trance like the brown shirts were in Nazi Germany. They're put in a trance and to the point of actually demon possession, because what Hamas did in Israel has to be to the level of demon possession. And it goes further back than what happened in Nazi Germany. The hatred for Jews goes centuries back, and there's nothing that you can it's written in the Quran. The despising of Jews is what Muhammad laid out when he abrogated the Quran. It's spelled out. So there's moderate Muslims who don't want to accept those certain passages in the Quran. But come on, you know, let's wake up. The two are contrary to each other. And it's, you know, Judaism is a religion that wants to keep to itself. They don't go outside of the religion to convert. Whereas Islam is a force. You either convert by force or you die. What kind of options are those? I mean, come on, let's wake up. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it.
Well, he's got two. I'm going to answer the first part of his comments first, and I'll take on the second one. The reason the parents don't know is because they were the first generation that was brought up through the false self-esteem indoctrination of a controlled education system by the progressives in government. You know, they don't need to. Government's going to educate the kids. We don't need to. Once they get into college, they're pretty much adults, you know. They got to make their own decisions. I'm too busy watching reality television or making sure the martini has the right mixture of vermouth and vodka. When you don't live up to the responsibilities of citizenship by providing oversight to not only your government, but what's happening in your community, being engaged in community, you get an education system that indoctrinates and advances ridiculous things like we're seeing here with the Hamas protests.
Can you stay over for another segment, Frank?
You bet.
Okay, everybody, stay right there. Coming back with more with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. Don't go anywhere because we are coming right back.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. A top White House official says there's a real risk of the Israel-Hamas war becoming a wider conflict. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan reported the United States is working with other countries in the Middle East to thwart that possibility. The White House says President Biden spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by phone yesterday to discuss efforts to locate and free the more than 220 human hostages and getting humanitarian aid into Gaza. Florida Governor and GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis says better mental health oversight was needed with the accused gunmen in last week's mass shooting in Maine. DeSantis said a reported mental health intervention for suspected shooter Robert Card wasn't enough. DeSantis said he would be more aggressive in cases where someone demonstrates a danger to society instead of the government seizing weapons from citizens. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Well, we wish we had chocolate chip ice cream. We could probably scare some up if Joe Biden really does want it. But, you know, he's got a refrigerator full of chocolate chip ice cream is what we understand. So I think our work here is already done. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to be a part of the program this morning. If you have a question for our good friend, Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com, and, of course, the author of the book, Nullification. Once again, 949-822-7959. And, of course, we also want to let you know that we want you to join with our sister station, AM 930, The Answer in Sarasota, and national radio host and conservative icon Sebastian Gorka on his Great American Cigar Tour, brought to you by Todd Saylor and Wired Differently, and sponsored by Sarasota Watch Company and Midas Gold Group. It happens Monday, November the 13th at the Corona Cigar Company on North Lemon Avenue in Sarasota. We'll discuss politics and life with great cigars, of course, plus an exclusive book signing by Todd Saylor with his new book, Your Will Be Done. So, for details, visit theanswersarasota.com. That's theanswersarasota.com. And once again, right back to Frank Silvato from Underground USA. How you doing, Frank?
Mr. Kyle.
Good. Excellent. Well, it's, you mentioned, of course, we had to go to break, but there was another part of the caller's question I think you wanted to pick up on again.
Yeah, we're talking about the Palestinians and the Arab world over there. We need to pay attention to history because the Palestinians, just by their name alone, the root word in where Palestinian was derived from was Philistine, and that was a name that the Romans gave the nomads that were expelled from Europe into the Middle East. They were nomads. In fact, the entirety of the Middle East wasn't mapped out like it is today. Iran didn't exist. It was called Persia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this idea that Saudi Arabia has been around forever, and Iran has been around forever, and Iraq has been around forever, that's not the case. The Middle East was divided up by tribe. And the Jews had Jerusalem central to their existence 1,600 years, at least, before Islam was even created.
Well, sure, yeah, and King David in Jerusalem. I mean, when they got there, I think there were Jebusites, if I recall correctly. But all that, you know, this goes back, as you said, century after century after century. You know, and it's hard for something that sort of antedates them to come in and say, nope, this is a different story.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, he was talking about the Quran and the Hadith, and if you've read them, and you have to read them in tandem, otherwise they don't quite make a lot of sense. The Islamic world is obligated to take care of other Muslims, of all Muslims. So the Palestinians shouldn't be, quote-unquote, without a land. They're supposed to be ministered to by the Islamic world, absorbed into the Islamic world. The fact that they say, well, the Jews stole the land. Well, one, the UN disagrees because they codified the area that is now Israel as the Jewish people's, period, dot, no more argument, that's it. But to say that the Palestinians have to live in these camps in the West Bank and in Gaza because they just the Jewish people stole their homeland, it's a false argument. The Islamic world is supposed to provide for their brother Muslims. So by not taking refugees, by not absorbing the Palestinians who in the false narrative are homeless, they've been delinquent in being devout Muslims.
That never
comes up in conversation.
Well, no, I was just going to say that is a really interesting take, and obviously, you know, it's very revealing, you know, because I think it goes to this idea that, well, of course they want to keep the Palestinians, quote unquote, exactly where they are, because that's their ticket to say we have to take over Israel and destroy Israel, and that's why this two-state system. And it's coming back in another guise again. You know, that's not going to be successful. If that's what Hamas wanted, or these other terror groups, they would have agreed to something like this long, long ago.
Absolutely. And just in the last point I'll make about the Middle East and the Palestinians and the Muslim world and their want so bad for Jerusalem. In World War II, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem sided with the Nazis. There was an SS unit that was formed out of the Middle Eastern Muslims that were lorded over by the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem. They never surrendered. Mm-hmm. They never surrendered. The Nazis were beaten into submissions. The Japanese actually signed unconditional surrender. The Italians signed surrender documents. The Grand Mufti never offered a surrender. So technically, they've been at war with the Western world and the Allied powers, and they've never stopped.
Indeed. Exactly. And this is, this is sort of absent from our day-to-day interaction with the news headlines regarding the Israel-Hamas war, basically, because there has to be some context to this whole thing, and that's what you're talking about here, and that's why it's so important, I think.
Well, and this is a direct indictment of the educational system. If we don't have a working knowledge of at least contemporary history, going back to, let's just for argument's sake, 1900. If we don't know our history just going back to 1900, then we exist ignorant. We know nothing about the progressive movement starting with Woodrow Wilson. We know nothing about how Marxism exploded onto the stage. And we have no knowledge that everywhere it's been tried has failed. and people have been slaughtered by the tens of millions under the guise of, we just want to, we want to have a communal society. It doesn't work, and there's tens of millions of people who are dead that testify to that.
Well, indeed.
So if you're not a student of history, at least contemporary history, you exist ignorant in the world today. And your opinion on, is Hamas a terrorist group, or are they freedom fighters? Or if you've got no historical context, your opinion means nothing.
Well, that's right. Well, part of it, too, is the desire to keep the population, for lack of a better expression, population in the eternal now. You know, for example, just a short time ago, we were all, the United States and the free world were all for Israel. But now, suddenly, that's all turned around in like 24 hours. Now it's like, well, Israel is an apartheid state, and they're the oppressors, or they're the Nazis. I mean, it just gets crazy.
Hey, I love the idea of living your life in the now, because that helps you juice every last drop of life out of life if you're appreciating the now when you're going about your daily life. But to go about living your life in the now ignorant of yesterday just makes you a moron.
No kidding. And then easily led into something that is obviously wrong. Like, Hamas, there was that Cornell professor who's on leave of absence now, who called the whole thing exhilarating, the attack and the killing and so forth. That was exhilarating to him. And I think he told his students that, too. That's just beyond the pale.
You think 50 years ago, if a college professor would have said that, even after the post-60s, would have come out and said that, they probably would have been fired.
Oh, yeah, or just run out of town on a rail.
Yeah, for being so incredibly hateful.
Yep.
Because that's hate. You want to talk about hate speech? Wow. The attack, 5,000 rockets on a civilian population where babies and women are killed and raped and decapitated and burnt. And you're exhilarated by that? You're a sick bastard. You really should get some help with your mental health, because if that's exhilarating to you, you're sick.
Yeah, but now it's in the context, well, it's the Israelis, and the Israelis are bad. And I mean, it's really this weird sort of almost oppressive sort of thing that's coming upon the people of the earth. It's very terrifying.
You know, Kyle, I did not know that the Israeli Secret Service went into behind enemy lines over in Gaza, found the rockets, and launched them on themselves.
No kidding. Jeez. Well, I'll tell you what, Frank Silvato, we're coming up to the end of the segment, but we will talk to you again on Friday, sir. Take care.
Stay well.
You too. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, and author of the book Nullification. Folks, we're coming right back. We got Patrick Hall, and we're going to talk some sports. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, we're not going to bed anytime soon. We're staying up, folks, because we are the place for news and politics and sports as well in the overnight hours all across America, Monday through Friday, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. right here on this station. And, folks, don't forget as well, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, or if you want to subscribe to my podcast, or if you want to find live links for the program, weather-related issues, something happens to the radio, head on over to KyleWarrenShow.com. We got our live links there for you, including our GCN links as well. And so once again, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to call in and opine. But this is going to be a treat, folks, because we have waiting for us patiently on the line Patrick Hyland. He is, of course, the insurance quarterback, also host of the Sports Zone on AM 860, The Answer. So he is an AM 860 compatriot. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal Warren. Good morning, America. And got some great sports coming up today, Cal. We'll have the World Series third game. Max Scherzer going to see if he can make up for what happened to the Rangers the other night. The Diamondbacks put it on a pretty good 9-1. So series is tied 1-1, and we shall see what happens. It's going to be a good series. I had a feeling it would be. The reason It was. The Rangers. I'm surprised they only put one run on the board. They have a very potent offense. So.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it was an exciting game, that first game, because they came from behind, basically. And then the D-backs just dominated game two. And here we go. We're back to square one. Literally, it's 1-1.
Exactly. And that could have knocked a lot of teams out. You know, you lose in extra innings on a game-winning home run. You're like, wow, that's devastating. But they came back like it didn't faze them a bit. And, you know, kudos to them. So we're going to have a lot of fun watching that tonight. And also, you know, got the Detroit Lions kicking it off tonight and see how they can do. So.
Indeed.
It should be a lot of fun to see what happens in the ball game tonight.
Well, Patrick, what do you think happened with the Bears? Evidently, we hear people talk and say the Bears are not ready for prime time yet, I guess, as they succumb to the Chargers.
No, the Chargers played great. They're 3-4 now, the Los Angeles Chargers. It's hard to say that, Cal. I'm always wanting to say the San Diego Chargers.
Right.
But... you know, they're better than a 3-4 team. I mean, they have so much talent. I mean, you have Herbert, you have Eckler. I mean, those two together are something special. Then you have Keenan Allen, a one wide receiver slot, and the other complement each other. And on the other side, you have Bosa. What a great defensive rusher he is. I mean, they should be better than 3-4. There's no question about it. And they lost some tough ones. So we'll see. But the Bears, no, they're in disarray up there in Chicago. It's sad to see. It's a fun story, this Tyson Baguette kid. But, you know, he had that great game last week. But this is the NFL. It's hard to be consistent week in, week out. But I'll tell you what's very surprising, Cal. I still can't believe the Kansas City Chiefs only put 9 points on the board yesterday with that team. It just, something doesn't make sense there to me. Did you get a chance to see that game, sir?
I did not, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, we all get busy. Time, but, you know, Denver scores, you know, 24 points and gives up 9. This is the same team that the Miami Dolphins scored 70 points on. I mean, it just didn't make sense to me. But anyway, Seattle beat Cleveland 24-20 to go to 5-2. So they're doing well. Miami took care of New England 31-17. So it's going to be between Miami and Buffalo in that division. And it's kind of funny. You just don't know what team you're going to get with Buffalo week in and week out and kind of Miami. Miami really hasn't beaten any team with a winning record this year. So we'll see if they can, you know, change that and beat a good team. And Jacksonville, give them credit for going into good old Pittsburgh and winning 20-10. I thought Pittsburgh would win that game. Now, they did lose Kenny Pickett, but give Jacksonville credit. They're doing real well. ETN played real well, and That team could be something special this year. They did well last year, and now they're doing better this year. Go ahead.
You know, Patrick, there was this this terrible tragedy in the hockey world. Right, there was the player who I think got he was killed, right, because the skate actually cut his throat, from what I understand.
Yeah,
very sad.
Condolences to the family for that. It's a very, very sad situation. Just a freak accident, you know. And you know, there's always the crazy risk of anything in life. But man, it's just what can you say?
Yeah, just very sad, you know? And just a horrible, as you said, a freak accident, and I just can't imagine something like that.
No, I mean, God bless Adam Johnson's family and all that. It's just crazy how life is sometimes, Cal. Yeah, because to show you how precious life is and how you should really just treat everybody accordingly, with civility and respect and appreciation day in and day out. And maybe these are lessons to be learned in these trying times we're having, Cal. say the least. So,
agreed. Absolutely.
Something to talk about, but just kind of finish up with the football score. Dallas put it on the Rams, 43-20. And Philadelphia, Washington were going back and forth at it. Washington was giving them a run for the money, but Philly won 38-31. And Minnesota went into good old Lambeau Field and won 24-10. But Kirk Cousins tore his Achilles tendon. So now we're going to see what's going to happen with the Minnesota Vikings, because obviously now they're going to have to rely on their backup quarterback and see if they can keep winning. They're fortunate. They're in a good division with, you know, Green Bay being 2-5, the Bears 2-6. You know, they're in a unique position, to say the least. Detroit, we'll see if they can put it together tonight and keep the lead in that division. That's been an interesting football season, to say the least, Kyle. And a lot of college ball this year is looking good, too. A lot of teams. There might be a few undefeateds in the top four, but I could see a team with one loss in the top four to play the college playoff ball.
Mm-hmm.
And like you mentioned, hockey's in full gear, and so is basketball. And one other thing, Cal, it's in full gear, is Medicare season. So mm-hmm. if anybody out there needs help navigating the maze of Medicare, feel free to call me, Patrick Hyland, at 813-966-1052. A lot of changes, a lot of different plans out there for people to choose from, Kyle, and this is the time of year to do an assessment and see if you're in the right plan for the right reasons. Look what's best for you, not for the doctor, okay, not for, you know, the specialist. What's best for you? And a lot of people sometimes forget to do that. And I try to help them out in that department and assist them. And, again, my phone number is 813-966-1052. People who like to use the Internet and the web can schedule an appointment with me at GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. Just go to the website, GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com, and you know, we'll schedule a phone interview, in-person interview, whatever is convenient for you.
Mm-hmm.
Cal, that's all I try to do is help out people, you know, Monday through Friday, to the best of my abilities. And I have a lot of clients that are very happy and very pleasantly surprised at what I can do for them. So, again, give me a call, Patrick Hyland, at 813-966-1052. Cal, always a pleasure speaking with you.
Same here.
Keep up the great work here of doing the show. 2-6 in the morning is a good time for a lot of people. So
that's
keep
right.
up the great work.
Well, thank you, Patrick Hyland. And, of course, people can hear you on AM 860 The Answer on Sunday mornings, correct?
Yes, sir. From 11 to 12, we have a lot of fun talking sports. I predicted most of the games right yesterday, but I missed a few. I'm human. So that's what it's all about, man. It's just having some fun with it. And get everybody's opinion. It's what makes sports exciting.
Indeed. Well, Patrick, we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Take care, sir.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. Patrick Hyland. We're coming to the end of the program. Have a great day. Kyle Warren with you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.